Listening Library presents A Northern Light by Jennifer Donnelly, read for you by Hope Davis. And if the many sayings of the wise teach of submission, I will not submit, but with a spirit all unreconciled, flash an unquenched defiance to the stars. Adelaide Crapsey, Saranac Lake, 1913. When summer comes to the North Woods, time slows down, and some days it stops altogether. The sky, gray and lowering for much of the year, becomes an ocean of blue, so vast and brilliant you can't help but stop what you're doing, pinning wet sheets to the line, maybe, or shucking a bushel of corn on the back steps to stare up at it. Locusts whir in the birches, coaxing you out of the sun and under the boughs, and the heat stills the air, heavy and sweet with a scent of balsam. As I stand here on the porch of the Glenmore, the finest hotel on all of Big Moose Lake, I tell myself that today, Thursday, July 12th, 1906, is such a day. Time has stopped, and the beauty and calm of this perfect afternoon will never end. The guests up from New York, all in their summer whites, will play croquet on the lawn forever. Old Mrs. Ellis will stay on the porch until the end of time, wrapping her cane on the railing for more lemonade. The children of doctors and lawyers from Utica, Rome, and Syracuse will always run through the woods, laughing and shrieking, giddy from too much ice cream. I believe these things with all my heart.